With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, all in favor to help Paige from Chandler get revenge on her boyfriend, say aye.
Aye.
Miss Paige, good morning.
Good morning.
Whoa. So our producer told us you are very upset, your boyfriend, and this is like the third time you've tried to call us for the cupcake calls.
Oh, yeah. I've been trying because it happened like a week ago, so.
Okay.
I've been trying to get a hold of you guys.
Aw.
It was, no joke, like my very best friend in the world. It was her wedding, mm-hmm. and I, of course, was a bridesmaid. You know how in weddings, like, all of the bridesmaids, they have to wear the same dress.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have time to get mine cleaned. You know, work is just nuts. I work full-time. It's crazy. And I asked my boyfriend to get it cleaned for me. He said, yeah, no problem, babe. I got it. He put it in the wash, like the washing machine.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Yes.
I even know how to do that. So.
No, it was. And then it dried. So it shrunk after, like, I cried for 3 hours straight. I ended up having to wear a completely different dress to the wedding.
Oh, my God.
No. And I'm assuming that this was one of those traditional weddings where all of the bridesmaids were supposed to wear the same exact outfit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, like, to a T, they were identical. We also, funny enough, had the exact same body shape, all of us. So we looked like clones of each other, except for me. Oh, my God. She was livid. I mean, talk about Bridezilla. And there was nothing that I could do. I mean,
right.
What could I do? I asked. I was like, do you want him to leave? Like, he can just go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so at this point, was he even allowed to go to the wedding?
No, I mean, he stayed because, she, like, at some point she just got too consumed with the fact that she was getting married in 20
right.
minutes.
True.
But, like, it was really bad. Like, I felt so bad for her.
Did you get a dress similar to the bridesmaid's dress, or did it look completely different?
I didn't have time to get a new dress, so I had to wear a dress that I already had in my closet. It was the same rough color, but it was clearly not the same dress.
Wow. That's
so awful.
Now, I've been to too many weddings in life to know that every bride wants it to be perfect. So I can't imagine how mad she was, because I've seen brides get pissed off for a lot less.
Oh, my God. It was awful. And I think I cried more than the bride.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing. You know,
yes, you
laughing.
Are.
Now, after all of this happened, because I know that this is all about seeking revenge, and I can clearly see why, did your boyfriend acknowledge this at all? Did he apologize to you?
He apologized. I mean, but he really just, like, laughed it off, honestly. It was like a fake apology. He was like, I mean, is it really that big of a deal? You're still wearing a dress. You're not in jeans.
Oh,
like,
uh-uh.
He didn't understand the severity of what he had done.
Oh, my God. Paige, I have an important question for you, okay?
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Did you look hotter than the bride, though?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Oh, my God!
Well, think about it, man. You don't have the bridesmaid dress, which usually bridesmaids don't like their dresses. She got to pick out her own dress. You know she looked hot fire.
Stop.
Hello? Okay, all in favor to get back at Marcus, say aye.
Aye.
We're going to get back at your boyfriend, Paige. We're going to put 173 seconds on our show clock for you to get your boyfriend baby talking to you live on our show. So what we're going to do, we're just going to eavesdrop. Now, do you guys baby talk in your relationship at all?
I mean, a little bit, but then he'll get embarrassed and stop.
Well, get him in the mood. Text his friends and family. Text the bride.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
To make sure we're going to get back at him. We're all going to laugh at his expense.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Neither can we. All right, don't you move, your morning mess. What a cupcake call up next.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, bumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Paige moments ago. Ooh, wee. I can't even imagine.
Oh,
so she came out in her best friend's wedding last week. She's been very busy in life, and she asked her boyfriend if he could take her dress and get it cleaned. And what did he do, hon?
He put it in the washing machine. machine.
Are you kidding me? I can't believe this man really put it in the washing machine.
So obviously it shrunk, didn't have time to get a new one, so you had to wear one of your own dresses to your best friend's wedding.
It was awful.
Oh my God.
I was out a good deal of money.
Footnote to this, Paige looked hotter than the bride. Anyways, so what we're going to do is put 173 seconds on our show clock for Miss Paige to get her boyfriend and coax him into baby talking to you live in the radio to embarrass him back for a little bit of revenge. Huh, Paige?
Oh, it is so on.
Hey.
Now, I know you text some of your friends and you're trying to get a hold of the bride. Did you get a hold of her to listen to Live 101.5?
Not only did I get a hold of her, I got a hold of his parents.
Oh, yes.
All right. Let's put those 173 seconds on the clock. We ready?
I stand, Paige.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hey, honey, what's up?
Nothing. I miss you.
I miss you, too. What's going on?
You do? How much do you miss me?
I always miss you, baby.
No, really, tell me. How much?
What's up with you? I miss you more, more than the desert misses the rains.
Say it cuter. And don't quote. Say it cuter.
What do you mean, say cuter?
Like, just be cute. You know, like how I'm saying it. I miss you.
Aw, I miss you too, baby.
You do. How much do you miss me?
Oh, I miss you so much, my little baby. You're at work. You miss me? You miss your baby?
I do. I miss him so much. I can't wait to snuggle him.
Aw. Oh, I can't wait to make you feel really, really good later on. Want to be big, big mama? You can spank little boy.
Yes, little boy, bit a bad boy.
Do I get a spanking too?
This is really, really awkward. Marcus.
Oh my God.
Marcus.
Oh my God.
Oh, I feel so bad.
You feel bad now. Marcus, we have to let you know you're actually live on the radio right now.
What the hell is going on right
now? Are you will we embarrassed right now, Marcus?
What the hell is going on? Why is I'm on the radio
yeah,
right now?
You're on Live 101.5. We're the Morning Mess, and you've been Cupcake Called. Will we enjoyed this.
This is like the worst thing probably that's ever happened to me.
Well, Paige, you want to explain why will we embarrass him live on the radio?
Why do you think, honey? It's because you ruined my best friend's wedding.
Well, you got me back. I mean, Jesus Christ. This is, thank you, honey. Thank you. Thank
you
for duping me into
that.
I was like, why is she being so sweet right now? What's going on? She's been pissed at me.
I'm always really, really sweet to you.
Well, no, it's Willy, Willy.
Willy,
I'm never
going to
do that voice again. I'm never doing
yes,
that voice
are.
Again
oh,
for
yes, you.
You
are. Right?
Come on, Marcus. We really want to hear it one more time. Come on, Marcus.
This is the worst. This is really the worst.
That's right.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.